Dreamscape presents The Good Soldier, A Tale of Passion by Ford Madox Ford. Narrated by P.J. Oakland. Part 1. 1. This is the saddest story I have ever heard. We had known the Ashburnhams for 9 seasons of the town of Nauheim, with an extreme intimacy, or rather with an acquaintanceship as loose and easy, and yet as close as a good glove's with your hand. My wife and I knew Captain and Mrs. Ashburnham as well as it was possible to know anybody, and yet, in another sense, we knew nothing at all about them. This is, I believe, a state of things only possible with English people, of whom, till today, when I sit down to puzzle out what I know of this sad affair, I knew nothing whatever. 6 months ago, I had never been to England, and certainly I had never sounded the depths of an English heart. I had known the shallows. I don't mean to say that we were not acquainted with many English people. Living as we perforce lived in Europe, and being as we perforce were, leisured Americans, which is as much as to say that we were un-American, we were thrown very much into the society of the nicer English. Paris, you see, was our home. Somewhere between Nice and Bordighera provided yearly winter quarters for us, and Nauheim always received us from July to September. You will gather from this statement that one of us had, as the saying is, a heart, and from the statement that my wife is dead, that she was the sufferer. Captain Ashburnham also had a heart, but whereas a yearly month or so at Nauheim tuned him up to exactly the right pitch for the rest of the 12-month, the 2 months or so were only just enough to keep poor Florence alive from year to year. The reason for his heart was approximately polo, or too much hard sportsmanship in his youth. The reason for poor Florence's broken years was a storm at sea upon our first crossing to Europe, and the immediate reasons for our imprisonment in that continent were doctor's orders. They said that even the short channel crossing might well kill the poor thing. When we all first met, Captain Ashburnham, home on sick leave from an India to which he was never to return, was 33. Mrs. Ashburnham, Leonora, was 31.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?